All right, I'll give you guys a the injury update, from the game. Obviously anytime you have injuries at this point in the season with four games left, I mean, they're all concerning injuries. But Jeremy Stewart basically had a knee and an ankle. Mike Brizell had a knee. Rashad Jennings had the concussion. He was doing a lot better today when he came in. So he'll have to go through the whole protocol, obviously, with the extra time. That'll help as far as the potential for his availability next week. Usama Young's got a neck. Mike Jenkins had a stinger. And Kaluka Maeva had the calf. With 4 weeks left, all those injuries are concerning, as to when they're going to be able to be back. We'll probably have some more information the early part of next week when the players get back in town and get going. So quickly on the game, very disappointed, very frustrating to lose a game like that. It wasn't from a lack of effort, lack of trying. I thought our guys went out and competed. In the second half of that football game, we couldn't make enough plays, and they made the plays. And we played a good football team on Thursday at their place. And they haven't lost a lot of Thursday Thanksgiving Day games there. But we got to learn from that. We got to try to move on from that. We got to try to get better from that. And hopefully when we're put in that situation again, we'll be able to take advantage of it.
Is it possible you've had five leads in second half, eight games that you went on to lose, and when you play hard and you play well for large parts of those games, so that is an in question. Does it get to the point where, hey, we just don't have enough guys here talent-wise?
Well, listen, I mean, we've got to be able to – there's several plays in the game that if they turn out in our favor and we make those plays, the game's a different game. Obviously everybody's talking about soft zone coverage at the end of the first half. Well, we cause a fumble on Dez Bryant that if we recover that, nobody's talking about that. We gave up a 3rd and 13, on the first drive of the second half. If we're able to get off the field there, the outcome of the game could be differently. There's a 3rd and 6 where they throw the ball to Jason Witten in the flat. We miss a couple tackles. They get a first down, end up going down and scoring there. So there's a play there that we could have, potential game-changing plays. So what we've got to do is identify, where those plays are that we could have been better, and try to put ourselves in better position to make those plays. And then you're talking about a win and not a loss. So they're learning experiences for us, and hopefully our guys are continuing to learn from it.
Dennis, what was the problem with your running game? I know you got Beldier back, you moved Barnes around, and they were both playing. Barnes obviously playing a new position. Was it the running backs?
Well, I mean, I think it was probably more of a factor of, they were totally committed to stopping the run. They loaded up the box, and made it very difficult for us to run the ball, effectively on a consistent basis. We did have some times in the game where, we hit some pretty good runs on them, but they, that obviously was the plan to try to limit our ability to run the football. We did have some big plays in the passing game, some explosive plays down the field in the passing game because of some of the things that they were doing to try to stop the run. The biggest factor I thought, offensively was the fact that we only had 20 plays in the second half, and so it was hard for us to really, it was hard for us to get any continuity going in the second half because we just, we didn't have enough time of possession. Yeah, I don't think he's changed at all. I think he's handled it quite well. And like I said the other day, I thought Matt did some really good things in the game. Made some great throws down the boundary. Some guys made some big plays for him in the passing game. Really, there's just a couple of mistakes that he made. Obviously, the interception there at the end of the game was a critical error on his part. But overall, I think he's handled his role. I think he's handled his role pretty well. Well, I mean, I think we're going to continue to play that out. I mean, I don't think he's done anything to play himself out of that position. You know, obviously, I think as Terrell gets more and more healthy, to be able to see him more involved in the offense is something that we'll continue to look at. But I think, you know, I think Matt's gone in and handled himself pretty well. And really, in every game that he's been, you know, the starting quarterback, we've had an opportunity to win those football games, and we've had leads in the fourth quarter of games, and we just hadn't been able to pull them out.
Is there critical is it to know what you have out of the quarterbacks by the end of this year, so you know?
Oh yeah, I definitely think that's something that we need to see. We need to have a good evaluation on what we have at the quarterback position as we move forward. And these last 4 weeks, I think, will be instrumental in us being able to do that.
Have you seen enough out of Pryor to be able to make that kind of evaluation, or do you need to see more of him at some point?
Well, I think we want to try to see more of him at some point. You know, injuries are a tough thing, and you know, they're hard to account for, and you don't know exactly how things are going to respond and how quickly people are going to get back. You know, obviously, you know, not playing, you know, really getting much action against the Titans was good rest for him. And, you know, with the short week, and again, with only having 20 plays in the second half, we weren't really able to get him involved in the offense. But I think that's something that we want to look at moving forward. But we'll see how things play out.
How impressive was it to see Rod and Holmes and a couple of the other guys go up and win a lot of the one-on-one?
Yeah, no, that was good to see. Anytime you play a team that's going to, you know, load the box and play some man coverage and single up on the outside lanes, those guys got to be able to go up and make some plays for you. So it was good to see those guys, you know, make some big plays in the passing game down the field, particularly on the outside lanes.
Do you have to coach against a lack of motivation at this point in the season? I know you said, and a lot of the guys have said, that there's a lot of fight and a lot of good focus in between, but there are a lot of guys on one-year deals here that, you know, that may cause for question of whether these guys are going to be committed to what you're trying to do, build a long-term program here.
Well, I'd say this. I'd say that when you watch us play and you watch us work every day, there's absolutely nothing that would give me any indication that there's anybody in that locker room that has any give up in them. I've said this from the very beginning. I still believe this. I like this football team. I like the guys that are in that locker room. I understand where we're at from a record standpoint, but these guys have gone out there and given us everything that they've had every single week, and I continue to expect to see that for the last 4 weeks of the season.
Is that maybe different than a year ago when you went through a similar stretch in the second half?
Yeah, you know, really, I mean, I'm on to the guys now in 2013 and what these guys are doing, and these guys are competing. They come to work every day. They do everything that we ask them to do, and they're going to continue to do that until the very end.
How did Barnes look on tape?
I thought early he wasn't quite you know, as comfortable in there as maybe what we would have hoped, but I thought as the game went on, I thought he got better and better in there. I think, you know, I think some of the things from a run blocking standpoint is where he can really improve on the inside there. But I thought his pass protection inside, I thought, was actually pretty good.
Physically, how did Gary hold up?
He held up good. Yeah, saw him this morning, and you know, he said he was feeling pretty good, so. I think he got out of that clean. It was good to see him. You know, we played 55 plays on offense, and you know, the plan was originally to play him, but yet rotate Matt McCants in there some for him. But he was feeling good throughout the game, so we left him in there.
Over this stretch, it's been what, 4 games in 3.5 weeks, 3 long road trips, at least 2 time zones. So when you talk about the worn down, how much do you think that the schedule factors in? I know that's not an excuse, but the fact of the matter is you guys have traveled a lot and played a lot in a short span.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, obviously, I think it's a factor, but I think, you know, there's 32 teams in the National Football League, and everybody has, you know, things that they have to challenges and adversity that they over that they have to overcome. So I mean, the schedule is what it is, and you know, we've got to be able to accept the way the schedule is, what the travel is, how many times you play in a certain amount of days. I mean, the job is to, you know, go out there and get the job done, and unfortunately we haven't been able to do that well enough.
Coach, you have your team's pattern is to jump out to big leads. You're outscoring teams 86-41 in the first quarter. In the second half, you're getting outscored 157-80. Is it a statistical anomaly, or is it perhaps teams making better adjustments?
Well, listen, I would say that, you know, the game's 60 minutes, all right? And it doesn't matter when you score your points or when you give up your points, all right? They decide the game at the end. So I think it's great that we've been able to come out and start fast, you know, but unfortunately we haven't made enough plays at the end of football games to be able to win those games. We keep giving ourselves opportunities. We keep putting ourselves in those positions. And, you know, eventually if our guys continue to work the way that they're working, you know, we'll make those plays at the end of the games and we'll win those games.
Denarius Moore, what's the situation with his shoulder?
Well, he wouldn't have been able to practice last week. I think we'll see, you know, where he's at when the players are back in on Monday. We'll have a better feel for where he's at with his shoulder. Yeah, they took Tyvon out on the field today and worked him out. I don't know exactly how that went, but I'm hopeful that he can be out, you know, back out at practice and begin getting himself back ready to play.
Yeah, I mean, he's been out for a while. How much practice time would you need to get him back?
I wouldn't think a lot.
Okay.
I wouldn't think a lot.
So are the players off till Monday?
Yeah, they'll be off till Monday, yeah.
And it'll be like regular week?
Yeah, regular week. Yeah.
Do you think that with the way Matt likes to throw the ball, Andre's a good complement to that, with the way he can go and get the ball? Is that something that you've seen in practice and then he had an aha moment, or he just finally put it together in a game? How would you characterize his performance and his ability to just blow up like that?
Talk about Andre Holmes?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he took advantage of the opportunities that he had afforded to him. I mean, when the ball went to him, you know, he made the plays down the field. And so, I mean, I just think it was when the ball went to him, he went up and made the plays. And he was able to do that in some other games too. I mean, he had a couple of big plays in the Houston game, one that was a big play, one that should have been a big play. So Andre's a guy, obviously, that we feel very comfortable with. He's a big target. And he can really stretch the field vertically.
You had said last week you saw him doing the same things in games that you had seen him doing in training camp and everything. Did you see him be this physical, though? I mean, it really looks like he's using his body well. He's getting in position better.
Yeah, I mean, that's all the same things that we saw in training camp. I mean, he's a big-bodied target that, you know, has a wide catching radius. And, you know, he can stretch the field vertically down the field and go up and make some big plays for us.